You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The Deepwater Horizon was considered one of the most technologically advanced drilling platforms in the world. But that didn't stop it from blowing up. The explosion killed 11 workers and opened a hole in the ocean floor. Over 184 million gallons of oil have flowed into the ocean. Critics charged that this was not an unforeseeable disaster. They say that BP, the operator of the well, continually chose risky procedures in order to reduce costs and save time. And they say that BP should be punished appropriately for its negligence. One of those critics is Russell McIver. He is editor of Corporate Crime Reporter, and he has joined me by phone. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Sean.
What exactly was the nature of BP's negligence in this disaster?
Well, there's strong evidence that BP operated not just negligently, but recklessly. There's a 17-page letter from House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Henry Waxman that lays out the details, but in a nutshell, he says that BP repeatedly chose risky procedures in order to reduce costs and save time and made minimal efforts to contain the added risk. Even one of BP's quarter owners of the rig, Anadarko, blasted BP for operating the rig in a reckless manner. So when its corporate partners start pointing fingers, then you know the company is in trouble.
Now, BP has been compelled to put $20 billion in a fund to pay for this disaster. Do you think that's an adequate punishment for their reckless behavior?
Well, no, and there's evidence also that that fund was set up to limit BP's liability. It's being operated by a lawyer named Kenneth Feinberg, who's made a career out of representing big companies in times of crisis to save the company and to save the shareholders from the debts due because of corporate criminal liability. So we have an article on our website, corporatecrimereporter.com, called The Case Against Ken Feinberg, where a lawyer representing Agent Orange victims and had a previous run-in with Ken Feinberg 20 years ago, lays out how exactly this works, that, in fact, Feinberg represents these companies. And if you go to his law firm's website, he just lists all the major corporations that he represents. And the idea is to limit the liability of the company so that the legitimate debts don't get paid.
If that's not an adequate punishment or any punishment at all, what would a suitable punishment for British Petroleum look like in this case?
Well, there's a range of them. One is that the corporate death penalty. After all, there's strong evidence of reckless behavior that resulted in 11 worker deaths and the worst environmental catastrophe in U.S. history. And so we're calling for the, and a number of public interest groups here in the United States are calling for the state of Delaware, which chartered BP, to revoke its charter because of its reckless operation of this rig and the resulting catastrophe. And so letters have been written to the Attorney General of Delaware and to the state legislature calling on the state to begin proceedings to revoke BP's corporate charter. Also, there's a federal criminal investigation, and it's just a matter of resources here. We know there's strong evidence of criminal activity, and we're calling on the federal government to criminally prosecute both the company and the responsible executives. At Corporate Crime Reporter, we've interviewed the former head of the Environmental Crimes Unit at the Justice Department, who says most of these corporate crime cases are just a matter of resources. So, for example, he criminally prosecuted a company in South Dakota for dumping slaughterhouse waste in a river illegally beyond the permitted amount. And he put executives in jail for that. But when he showed up at trial, it was him and another young lawyer from the government facing down 13 and sometimes 15 lawyers on the other corporate lawyers on the other side defending the executives and the company. So there's an imbalance of resources, and unfortunately, the Obama administration is not taking it. All indications are the Obama administration is not taking this case seriously enough, and the recent poll is showing that the vast majority of Americans, upwards of 75% of Americans, believe this, that Obama's not being tough enough on BP and the executives. And I think what the American people are sensing is that if you and I engaged in any kind of behavior that violates the law would come down on us pretty quickly. But when it's a major multinational corporation that's selling 80% of its 80% of the Pentagon's fuel, for example, aviation fuel in the Gulf War and in Afghanistan, that you know these companies have to be dealt with in a different manner. There's a double standard of justice, and that raises the third way of bringing justice to the company, and that is debarring it from federal contracts. Again, the BP's got billions of dollars in contracts with the Pentagon, and every federal agency in the United States has what they call a debarment attorney. And the purpose of the debarment attorney is to screen contractors for unsavory characters. And the government doesn't want to do business with companies or people or individuals who have a record of criminal activity. And BP has a record of criminal activity, three criminal prosecutions, I think two criminal convictions, one deferred prosecution agreement, millions of dollars in fines for the deaths of 15 workers at a Texas BP refinery explosion. So there's a long. This is a criminal recidivist company, and most criminal recidivists, as individuals, would not be allowed to do business with the government. But again, when the debarment attorney, and we interviewed the debarment attorney for the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, who was in charge of this case, and she said she wanted to strip BP of its contracts with the federal government, but the Pentagon intervened and said it was impossible because of the extent of the contract in the Gulf War, that the Pentagon relied on BP to supply aviation fuel.
Let's return for a moment to what you call the death penalty or revoking a company's charter. Has that ever happened in the United States before?
Well, again, there's a double standard. So it has happened for smaller companies that don't abide by the law. It has happened for nonprofit corporations that don't abide by the law, but it's rarely happened for major corporations in the modern era. I believe it's never happened. But if you go back and look at the history of corporate chartering, when corporations came into existence in the United States, they were given a charter by the state to engage in some kind of activity that the state needed to get done. So a charter would be given to a corporation to build a road or build a canal. In exchange, the government would limit the liability of the shareholders. And if the corporation did any business beyond the prescribed business of the charter, or if it engaged in any kind of wrongdoing, the state would revoke the charter. But now we've morphed into a situation where any group of shareholders can get together and get a corporate charter and pretty much stay in business no matter what the wrongdoing. We want to reverse that, and we want to make sure that the states give charters only to reputable shareholders and reputable companies.
Now, I would guess that as for revoking contracts, that's been done before. Has it ever been done to a company of this size?
Well, again, there's a too big to fail ethic in the United States, the double standard. So it has many, many individuals who do business with the government have had their have been debarred from doing business with the government. And some major corporations have been debarred or suspended, another form of debarment, for a period of a couple weeks. But never has a major American military contractor or major American corporation been banned from doing business with the United States, because once again, in the United States, we believe in the death penalty for capital crimes for individuals, but not for corporations. And again, Sean, this raises the question of what kind of country do we want to live in? Do we want to live in a country where if I engage in wrongdoing, I face the most severe kind of justice, but where only because a corporation has power and influence and money and can throw its weight around inside the beltway, they get off the hook? I don't want to live in that kind of country. I don't believe that that's what was meant by equal justice under the law. And I think that the vast majority of Americans agree with that and want to see some kind of change. Unfortunately, we have a corporate president in Obama who promised change, but those of us who studied Obama closely know that he comes from the mold of corporate presidents, you know, reaching back to Richard Nixon, and there's not much difference. In fact, Nixon, in many ways, was, you know, the last liberal president in the United States. He created the Environmental Protection Agency and so forth. That wasn't because of Nixon. That was because we had a political movement that demanded the creation of institutions to protect the environment and to protect the people. But now we're in a different age, and there are grassroots movements that are starting to gear up to change the dynamic here, but they're a bit behind the curve.
This is not the only company, BP is not the only company that you would like to see criminally prosecuted, is that right?
Yes, for example, you're now reaching me in West Virginia. I live in West Virginia, and there's a company here in West Virginia called Massey Energy. There was an explosion on April 5th at a Massey coal mine that killed 29 coal miners. Massey is a company that also has devastated West Virginia through a practice called mountaintop removal, where they blow off the tops of mountains to get to a seam of coal. And if you look at, Google Maps in southern West Virginia, you'll see total devastation there. But anyway, we're calling on the prosecutor in West Virginia to bring a manslaughter charge against Massey Energy. Now, there is precedent for this kind of charge against a company where there are workplace deaths and it results because of reckless operation of the workplace. And so we set up a website called prosecutemassey.org, prosecutemassey.org. And in the upper right of that website is a petition. So you click on the petition, and we're calling from people all over the world to sign that petition online. We have 1 year to bring this case. I've interviewed the prosecutor. She's the prosecuting attorney in Raleigh County, where the mine was located. And we've taken billboards out throughout the state calling on the prosecutor to bring this prosecution. And it's a real campaign. Unfortunately, the coal industry has a lot of influence and power here in West Virginia, so there a lot of the billboard companies have refused our billboard, especially those in the coal areas of the state. But we've made an impact. There's been a lot of publicity here given to this billboard campaign and to the website. And we want to create some political space so that the prosecutor can do the right thing. We think the law is there to bring a manslaughter charge against the company. And there's a history of this in the United States. So, for example, the Los Angeles district attorney 20 years ago, every time there was a death on the job in Los Angeles County, would investigate it, not just for a violation of state OSHA laws, but also for a possible criminal manslaughter prosecution, and did bring a number of these charges.
Well, thanks, Russell, for taking the time to discuss this with us today.
Thank you, Sean. And again, if you get a chance, if your listeners get a chance, go to prosecutemassey.org and sign the petition.
Yeah, I will give both those websites. I will announce both those websites again.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Russell McKiber. He is editor of Corporate Crime Reporter. And again, You can find that publication by going to corporatecrimereporter.com, all one word, corporatecrimereporter.com. And you can find out more about the Massey case by going to prosecutemassey.com. Again, that's all one word, prosecutemassey. Sorry, that's prosecutemassey.org, prosecutemassey.org.